You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's Thursday, September 7th, and welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, bring you the latest gaming impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in 15 minutes to fit your busy life. I am so happy to have you here today, and on this episode, I'm going to be talking about my first week with Starfield. To make sure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I would greatly appreciate it if you left a review while you're there. It really helps to get the word out about the show. Also, if you'd like to chat about today's show or just talk games, you can find me on Twitter, Threads, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week I open the episode by sending out some positive vibes. It's a special shout out to somebody who I admire and appreciate in an attempt to spread some positivity and maybe make the gaming community just a bit more welcoming for everybody. And this week's positive vibes are going out to all of you. This week marks the 50th episode of Midlife Side Quest. And it isn't an exaggeration to say that the only reason that this show has hit 50 episodes is because of you. After taking an extended podcasting break last year, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do another show or if anybody would care if I did. When I uploaded that first episode, I had no idea if anyone would listen or if it would land with a resounding thud. And it's because of people like you who have stuck by me and encouraged me and listened every week that I've been motivated to keep doing it every single week. So I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you. Well, it's finally here. One of the most anticipated games of the last decade, I'd say. Starfield has finally arrived in players' hands. It's available now on PC, Xbox, and on Game Pass. And if you ponied up a few extra bucks like I did, you've been playing it since last week. I don't think it's an understatement to say that this is the most important Xbox game since Gears of War. After bumbling their way through last generation, Xbox has been trying ever since to regain both the trust of players and their reputation as a publisher who can put out the highest quality games. As much as I love Xbox, there's no denying that they've been missing that it game, you know, one of those games that is a cultural phenomenon and a milestone in gaming. So, is Starfield that game? Well, I think it could be. I think it might be. So I'm still relatively early on in my Starfield adventure. I am at almost 20 hours of game time. So these impressions are far from complete, and there is so much more to discuss than I'll have time to get to in 15 minutes. But I'm going to talk about my first impressions with the game and what I've experienced in those opening hours. And the first thing I want to say is that my time with the game has been pretty evenly split between the Series X and the Series S. And both of these are great ways to play. The game runs well on both, with only a few small frame hiccups in my time with the game. And other than the difference in resolution with the X, you know, being able to run in 4K, I would say they're pretty similar. So the game begins with you creating your character, and what's a pretty thorough character creator. I think I made a pretty good replica of myself, minus my glasses, because apparently everyone in the future got LASIK. And yes, clutch those pearls, conservatives, because you can choose your pronouns. Something that I think is great, and hopefully more games that let you create your character from scratch will include this in the future. You can then flesh out your character's backstory a bit by selecting three characteristics, which will have some impact on the gameplay. For instance, my character inherited a home on an isolated planet, so I have this great base already set to customize and store all my trophies and my gear in. Then on top of that, you pick your first three perks from the skill tree. And there's a lot to choose from here, and skill points are fairly scarce enough that you'll want to put some thought into what kind of character you're going to build. Then the story begins with you working as a miner, digging for ore in the caves of some planet when you unearth a strange artifact, which, once you touch it, gives you visions of the outer reaches of space. The interaction with the object knocks you unconscious, and when you wake up, you're greeted by a member of Constellation, a group dedicated to uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and who now want you to join them and help discover the secret of this object that you found and to search for more of them. You rush off to the city of New Atlantis to meet the team and then set off on your grand adventure among the stars. As far as the main plots of a Bethesda game go, it's not bad. It's got enough of a hook so far to keep me interested in finding out what's going on. But to be honest, the main plot isn't what I'm here for. I love both Fallout 3 and Skyrim, but, you know, don't ask me what the main story of those games was, because I honestly don't have any recollection. I love those games, and so far this one, because they let me live out whatever fantasy life I want to live in these amazing realized worlds. Almost immediately, you can run off and do whatever the heck you feel like doing. And I did. Do you want to explore hundreds of planets across the universe, scanning and cataloging the plant and animal life that you find? You can do that. Do you want to live the life of a space pirate, hijacking ships, killing the crew, and selling the ship for scrap? Do it. The greatest accomplishment of this game so far is the sense that you're allowed to do near anything you want. After settling in a bit, I've decided on being a leader of a rogue crew of adventurers traveling the universe in search of those who need help, and of course, insisting on a handsome payment in exchange for our services. And I've found plenty of folks in need of aid. As I've roamed the stars, I'll come across distress signals, or I'll overhear conversations in some spaceport of someone in need of help. And other times, I will just pick a random planet and go there and find something interesting going on. There's really a great sense of scale and feeling that there are stories in every corner of this universe just waiting to be found. On one planet, I came across an animal refuge where pirates had landed and locked all of the workers in cages as they looted the place. And the pirates were just leaving as I arrived, so I wasn't of much help to these poor people. But in another time, I was fighting a group of scavengers, and I just happened to search one of their bodies, and I found a note about a secret base on another planet. So I traveled there, and when I got there, I found this place that was booby-trapped and guarded by killer robots. And after battling my way through a small army, I was rewarded with a completely unique new starship. It was amazing. It was incredible. And it was just something I stumbled upon. Where this game truly shines isn't in, you know, the big story. It's in the countless smaller ones that are just scattered around waiting to be found. And that reminds me of another one of my favorite parts of the game, and that's building your own ship, something that I spent way too many hours on one night. You patch together your vessel using a collection of parts, but you can't just, you know, like create whatever you think looks cool. You need to take into consideration things like balance and having enough power for to run each component and choosing the right arsenal of weapons. You know, and after restarting several times, I'm pretty happy with my ship, the Belafonte. I could go on and on. I could talk about this game forever, but my main takeaway so far with 20 hours of this game are, A, it's definitely one of those games. It's Skyrim in space. If you love those Bethesda RPGs, you're probably going to love this. If not, you know, it may be a tougher sell because it is definitely one of those. It has a lot in common with those games. B, it fulfills that promise of living whatever life you want in a massive world, which is exactly what I want from this game. And C, it's not perfect. Like most Bethesda games, it's great despite its flaws. You know, the inventory system, you've probably heard, kind of sucks. There are no maps in the big cities. And while I think, you know, that the game is pretty good looking for the most part, there are moments where it's really beautiful, the visuals can also occasionally be underwhelming. I will say, though, that this is definitely the most polished of their games by quite a bit. That extra year did wonders. I've come across hardly any bugs at all. It seems like I've barely scratched the surface of this game, so maybe I'll probably do a follow-up episode in a month or two, but so far, this game has incredible promise. It is grand in scale, and it gives players near limitless options to play however they want to play. It seems to mostly live up to the hype and deliver a massive game that is going to keep me playing for months, if not years. So as a way to say thank you to those of you who have listened and supported this show, I decided I wanted to give away $50 to one lucky listener in the form of a Visa e-gift card. 50 episodes, 50 bucks. It just made sense. So to give it away, I asked folks to send me an email and tell me what their favorite gaming memory was. That's it. Easy peasy, your favorite gaming memory. And I got some really great responses. So thank you to everybody that emailed. But there can be only one winner. So I threw everybody's name into a hat and picked one. And the winner is John Blanco, host of the Dads After Dark show. He said, it has to be a memory from my longtime favorite game, Life is Strange. The moment happens at the very end of episode 3, and when I tell you that my jaw hit the floor, I mean almost literally it hit the floor. To that point, I had never had a game hit me so hard in the gut. I spent 5 minutes in shock in front of my TV as the credits quietly rolled by before I could possibly move from my chair, just staring blankly at the screen. To this day, it's got to be the most powerful story beat I've seen in a game. Thank you so much, John. I also love Life is Strange, so I know what you're talking about. I love those bits, those moments from games that just stick with you years and years later. So thank you very much for that. And thank you for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I so appreciate you making time in your day for me. Don't forget, you can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And if you'd like to chat, look for Midlife SideQuest on Threads, Twitter, or Facebook. So, until next week, be well and happy gaming.